Okay, before we start the daf, I just wanted to mention two things from Friday's daf that I forgot to speak out. The Gemara there had a whole story about if somebody makes a barrel, you could possibly be liable for 7 chatos. If you build an oven, it's 8. A basket could be 11 and 13. So when Rashi gives his whole list of what you do, he never says binyan. He never says building. He leaves that out. Because he holds, based on Gemara's, and it's a huge discussion, which we'll get to later, is it ain't binyan but kalim. Kalim is not binyan. Binyan is only a building. Buildings. Not if you build kalim. It's not a problem with kalim. Tosos argues and says no. When it says ain't build binyan but kalim, it means kalim that you put together. Like some kind of chair, let's say, that you put the pieces together. That's no binyan. But if you're building an oven from scratch, that certainly is. And that's a whole huge discussion about binyan. So I just wanted to mention that. Also, you see from the different malachos that Rashi quotes that you could be liable for, you see that it answers a lot of questions about whether you could be whether all those malachos are only reserved for food or for anything. Because Rashi says you're going to grind the clay. You're gonna do bower on the clay. So you see that all these are not only, you're gonna need the clay. He's talking none of that's food. So that Gemara is important for that discussion also. Okay. We are now on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis by the Mishnah toward the bottom. The old klal amar. They said another vod klal acher amru. They said another klal. Remember when we started off this perek and we said klal gadol and we said why is it called klal gadol? Because there's another klal. Here's the other klal. Vod klal acher amru. They said another klal. Whatever is fit to be carried away and be stored, umatzniin kamohu, and people carry it and store it away, then v'hotziu b'shabbos, and if somebody does carry that out on Shabbos, chayev chatas olav, yuchayev chatas. We basically, in two blot, went through the entire 38 malachas, and now the Gemara is going to spend the next 10 to 15 blot just on carrying. And it starts here. And what the Gemara is basically saying is when it comes to carrying is different than every other malacha. It has shiurim that are different. It has specific shiurim for so many different items. So here's the general rule. If it's something that people generally carry, people are interested in carrying, and it's the shear that people are interested in carrying, you're going to be chayav for hotzah. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what that means. V'chol she'eino kasher lahatzniyah, but if something is not fit to be carried, ve'ein matzniyin kamohu, or, the vav here, that Rabbi Akiva Eger says means or, it's not, the shear is not normally something that you'd carry, v'hotziyo b'shabbos, and then you carry that, ein chayav, you're not chayav, ela hamatzniyah. Only the guy who actually did it. So in other words, it can be a subjective shear here. Normally, most shear are objective, right? It's the size of a kazayif. But here, if a guy is machshiv, something that nobody else is machshiv, he will be chayiv it. And we're gonna see right now. So the Gemara says, kol ha-kosher la-hatznia, whatever is kosher, in other words, whatever is something that people will carry out. La-fuke mai, what does that come to exclude? What is something that nobody will ever touch? So Rav Papa Amar Lafuke Dam Nida. It comes to exclude Dam Nida. Nobody's touching that. So they want to be Medayi, but since it says Dam Nida, it's talking about a case where you already held on to it to show it to somebody, show it to a Rav, to determine whether it's kosher Dam or not kosher Dam. That's why it says Dam Nida. It's already been classified as Dam Nida. So now there's absolutely no purpose for you holding on to that. Before it was classified, you still have a purpose. You're going to show it to the Rav. But once you show it to him and he says already it's Dam Nida, what do you do with that? It serves absolutely no purpose. No one's ever going to carry that. Marukva says lafuke ate asherah. It comes to exclude asherah wood, which not only that's even asur. So no one's carrying that around. What? No, but we're saying since it's asur to have it, no one's ever going to carry it. It's not something that's kosher latzniyah. It's not something that normally people are going to carry. Manda amar dam nida, the one who says dam nida, kolshkin ate asherah. Certainly ate asherah. Manda armor atzei ashera, and according to the one who holds that only atzei ashera, why did he say atzei ashera? Avol dam nida does have a purpose. What's the purpose? Mitznale, he will carry it. He will be matzniya it. He will carry it l'shunra for his cat. He'll make it into cat food. The idach. And why does the other person say he can make it into cat food? Because he says, given the chalsha, since it weakens you, since damida weakens you, lo matznale. You're not going to carry it. What does it mean, since damida weakens you? So Rashi says, Hamaychel dam ha'odom l'chatul. If somebody feeds this dam to a cat, nasa chalush oso adam. That person who feeds it to the cat becomes weak. Why should that be? I don't know. Why should that be? You feed the dam to a cat, you become weak. What? It's a zohar. Could be something like a zohar. The Ramban says something which listen to this. It's in Parak Yudches of Pasuk Yudches of in Vayikra Parsha Achrimos. It says, "Del Isha Benidas Tumasa Lo Sikrav Legalat Erbasa." That's the Aveira of Nida. And the Ramban says there. It's a gigantic Ramban, but he says over there that Dam Nida is it's Sam Hamavas. Dam Nida Sam Hamavas. Yomis Kol Baalechayim Shigishta Oso. Or drinks, any Baal Chai that drinks that is going to die. And then it goes on a huge Ramban over there. So some say that Rashi can't mean that the guy himself who's going to feed the down into a cat is going to become weak. That can't mean. Why should that happen? So they say it must mean that the cat's going to become weak. And there's a Gemara elsewhere that says that cats are immune to the snake bites. Whatever that means. So if they're immune to snake bites, and maybe they're immune to this as well, because it's also Sam Maves, a snake bite, poison, they're immune to this also, but it weakens them. So if it weakens them, no one's going to want to give it, no one wants the cats to be weak, so they're not going to feed it to the cats, beyond me, and they're not going to feed it to the cats, and therefore if you carry it out, you're not going to carry it out because it serves no purpose. Amar of Yossi Bar Chanina, hi, the low cure of Shimon. This whole Mishnah can't be like Rav Shimon, who we're going to have in a minute, in the next Mishnah. The Iker of Shimon, because if it would be Rav Shimon, Ha'omar, he said, Lo Amru Kol HaShi'urim Halolu Ela L'matni Ehen. All these Shi'urim were only said for somebody that actually carried it out once and demonstrated that he's acting this way. So the Mefarshim explained that Rabbi Shimon is being excluded, two things are being excluded. First of all, a rich person, according to Rav Shimon, who will not are not machshir of these tiny amounts of things, will not be chayev. Has to be a bigger shear for a rich person. Also, if somebody's machshir, let's say some by machshir even a smaller shear than these, it's also not going to be. They're not going to work, unless he actually demonstrated this is what he practices in the past. So when we said over here that all these shirim seem to be uniform, that can't be like Reb Shimon. Okay. The chol she'eino kasha l'hatznia, and then the Mishnah said whatever is not kasha l'hatznia. Amr Rabbi Elazar, ha, the law of Shimon ben Elazar. This can't be like the Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The Tanya, Klal Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, Kol she'eino kosher l'hatznia. Whatever is not something that's normally kosher to be matznia. The ein matznia kamohu. And it's something that, or it's something that no people don't carry out to the shear. But, v'hokshar l'zeh v'hatznio. One guy said, I'm going to take out that small, right, I'm being mash of that. Uba Acher and someone else came, Vahotio, and took it out. Somebody else can be Chayev for carrying out the amount that someone else was Machshev. Right? We said that, our Mishnah said that you can't, that the only person who's Chayev for unusual Shiurim is El Hamatznio. Right? Only the guy who did it. And Rabbi Elazar, Shurim Elazar comes along and says, no, if you're Machshev and someone else carries it, he's also Chayev. So our Mishnah doesn't say that. And, we don't like that, and that's the line of Kol She'ena Kosher L'Hatznia excludes that Shita. Fine. Next Mishnah, Hamotzi Teven. If somebody takes out straw, Kimalei Pi Parah. It's the amount of the size that the amount that can fit into the mouth of a parah. Atza, which the Gemara is going to say is a different kind of straw, is Kimalei Pi Gamal. That's the amount that can fit into the size into the mouth of a camel, which is a bigger shear. Camels have bigger mouths than cows. Amir Rashi says is the stalk, the straw of wheat, is kamale pitzle, the amount that will fit into the mouth of a sheep. Asavim, grass, kamale pigdi, the amount that will fit into the side, into the mouth of a goat. Ole shum, leaves of garlic, ole betzolim, and leaves of onions, lachim, if they're wet, is kigrogros. Then it's the shear of a grogros, Rashi says, because then they fit for a person. And the shear of food for people is a grogros. But yuvashim, if they're dry and nobody's going to eat that because they're not edible for people, then it's kamole pigdi. It's the amount, the shear of a gedi. The ein mitzdarfen zeh and zeh, and these shiurim cannot be combined one with the other, mipnei shelo shavu b'shiurehen, because they are not equal in their shears. The Gemara is going to explain that. So now the Gemara says, the reason why there are so many different shiurim, and we're going to have it, there's two more mishnahs that we're going to do today. The last mishnah of the parak and the first mishnah of the next parak. The reason why there are so many different shiurim is because when it comes to food, everything goes by chashivas. Everything goes by what's considered chashav. And we're going to see it on the days, if it's a whether, like where'd that come from? Because we know that all shiurim are really halachal moshe mesinai. So where'd this come from? So my atzah, what's atzah? To Amar of Yehuda, it's teven shalmine kitnius. It's straw, it's grain that grows with the beans. So it's a different kind of straw. Ki atzah Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Amar he said, Hamotzi teven kemale pi para legamol. If somebody carries out teven, which is the shear of a, which is the shear for teven is what a cow will eat, but he carried out that shear, legamol, for a camel. And camels, Rashi says, don't eat straw. So what's the halacha? Right, he carried out the amount that a cow would eat, that amount, but he did it for a camel. It's not chashev for the camel, because it's not edible for the camel, exactly. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayev, Rabbi Yochanan says he's Chayev, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar Potter. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says you're Potter. Ve'urta, at night, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, this is what Rabbi Yochanan said, Betafra, but in the morning, Hadarpe, he retracted. Right? So there's another Gemara in Baba Kama where somebody said something at night, and in the morning he retracted. So they asked him, so why'd you retract? Like, you didn't think it out? So he said, I didn't eat. So there's two pshatim there. Rashi says it means it was a metaphor, meaning he didn't think it through. And Tosafot says, no, he was fasting. So he didn't think it through, because he was tired, he was hungry, he was fasting. So he says it could be that every time you have a story like this, where and one time I thought, and then in the morning I rethought it, either they were, maybe he was fasting, maybe he didn't think it out. Either way. So he changed his mind, and he said, no, you're potter. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Shapir Avad the Hadar Bay. It's a very good thing that he changed his mind. Because lo chazi lo gamal, it's not fit for a camel. So the shear is not enough. He didn't take out enough. So Amar Abaya comes along and says, what do you mean? Adrava, just the opposite. The Kidimei Kara, Mistabra, the Hachazi Lapara. When he took it out, it was chazi for a para. The fact that you wanted to bring it out for a camel, that's irrelevant. You carried out the shear of straw. Right? Kiyasa Ravin, so then Ravin came along, Amar he said, no. Hamotzi Teven Kemale Pipara Lagamal. If someone carries out Teven that is only edible for camels, for cows, and he took out the shear, but it's for a cow, but he wanted to give it to his camel, Lakuli Alma Dilma Pligid Chayev. Everyone agrees you're Chayev. You carried out the shear. Who cares what your das was? This is considered a chash of a shear. Ki Pligi, when do they argue? Bimotzi atza, kamale pi para lepara. When you carry out atza, we said atza is a shear for a camel, and a cow is smaller than a camel. So you carry out the shear for a cow, but it's the straw that you normally feed to a camel. L'chomer, exactly. V'ibcha itmar, and the shitas are reversed. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar Potter, Rabbi Yochanan says you're Potter. Rish Lakish Amar Chayev. Rish Lakish says you're Chayev. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Potter. Why you Potter? Achila al yedei hadchak lo shmei achila. Because a cow will. Rashi explains that a cow will eat this atza in an emergency. Al yedei hadchak will eat it. But Rish Lakish Amar Chayev. You're Chayev. Why? Achila al yedei hadchak shmei achila. If you eat al yedei hadchak, that is called eating. So therefore, if you carry out the smaller shear for a smaller animal, you would be chayef, according to Rish Lakish. Right. So it proves it is chashivus, exactly. Right. It's only lechomer, not lekula. We're going to see that now again. So the Mishnah had said, omer is kamali pitleh. That an omer is just the amount of a, what could fit into the mouth of a sheep. So the Gemara says about time, but we learned elsewhere that it's kigrogorus, that the shear of omer is kigrogorus. So the Gemara says, yeah, I did chach yurhu. It's the same thing. The amount that fits into its leh is a grogorus. Same thing. Fine. So now the next part of the Mishnah said, ole shum, the leaves of garlic, ole betalim, the leaves of onions, lachir, if they're wet, kigrogorus, v'yibeshir, if they're dry, it's kamale piagdi. The aim is start from zeh and zeh, they can't combine. Because the shiurim are not the same. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, ein mitzdarfin lechomer shebehen. You cannot be mitzdarif for the machmir ones of them. Avol mitzdarfin lekal shebehen. But you can't be machmir with the makel ones. What does that mean? Let's see Rashi inside. Misha, it's the Rashi of ein mitzdarfin lechomer shebehen. Misha shiuro gadol. Whatever shear is big, for example, otza, which is the shear for a camel, havikal, it's more makel. Because you need more of it to make you machayev. Right? So it's more makel. The ain mitzdareth, lahashlim shi'uro shel chomor. That cannot combine to give you the shear of the more machmer things. So let's say you have 80% of tevin, and now you want to, which is for a cow, which is a smaller shear, it's a more machmer shear. And now you want to add on 20% of otza, to complete the shear of tevin. So you can't do that. They're not mitzdareth. Right? The halo chashiv ki hahu. Because it's not considered chashiv regarding tevin. Because it's too makel. Aval hachashiv, but whatever's chashiv, mashlim es hakal l'shir. It can be mashlim the shear for kal. So tevin can be mitzdareth from atza. L'hashlim pi gamal. To give you the shear of atza, which is for a camel. But for atza, ain mitzdarif ima tevin lahashlim mole pi para. Atza can't be mitzdarif with tevin to give you the shear of tevin because atza is considered more makel. Okay. Fine. This is one of the makoros where the Gemara, where the Achronim talk about whether if you eat and drink, it can be mitzdarif to make a baruch defashos. This is where it comes up. I think Ramosha says that you can't be mitzdarif. Until Yezra thinks as you can. It's all based on this. So now the Gemara asks, V'chol d'lo shavu b'shu raihu mi mitzdarfe? What do you mean? Can you ever be mitzdarif if the shiurim are different? You can never be mitzdarif. Here we can say, you can be mitzdarif only l'chumra. So if I have 80% of atza, which is a makel shiur, and I want to fill up 20% of it with tevin, then I can do that. Then I'm going to be chayef. So can that ever be? For hatnan, we have a mission in Caleb, Habeged, to make something considered a beged, it has to be gimel al gimel, 3x3 tzvachim. We've spoken about this many times. This is for Tumas Medras. Tumas Medras is Tuma that you sit on or lean on. And it's something that's normally made for sitting and leaning. You don't have to touch it. All you have to do is lean on it. So if there's four mattresses and you're in the top mattress and you're sleeping, all four are Tumay. Because if you're a Zav or a Zava or you're a Ledus or a Mitzora, those four, because you're leaning on it, you're resting on it, you're sitting on it, you don't have to touch it, and the unique din by Thomas Medras is that whatever you sit on or lean on, it has the status of an avatoma, just like you are, it doesn't go down a notch, it stays as an avatoma. So the Mishnah is telling you all the sizes for different materials. When they're big enough to make you chayiv, to make them tamei, I'm sorry, to make them tamei, and different articles have different shiurim. So a beged is gimel al gimel, a beged is 3x3, the sak, which is goat hair, is dalet al dalet, it's 4x4, the ohor and leather is hay al hay, it's 5x5, mapit, a mat, is vav al vav, it's 6x6. Those are the different shiurim. Smaller than that, it's not considered a chashuv for these items, and it's not gonna make it tummy. But Tony Allah, and we ask over there, habeged v'hasak, that beged and sak, and we said over there, habeged v'hasak, beged and sak, hasak v'or, sak and leather, or v'amapitz, the leather and the claw and the mat, mitzdarfin zem zeh. They all combine one with another. They can all be mitzdaref. V'yomer b'shimon matam. Why can they be mitzdaref? Mipnei sheru'uyin litame moshav. Because they can all be combined for the din of moshav when somebody makes a saddle, a sheet, a mat for a saddle. Because if you're making something for a saddle, you couldn't care less what it's made out of. You don't care. They'll make it out of, it'll be partly out of this, partly out of that, partly out of sack, partly out of that. You couldn't care less. So since you don't care for a saddle what it's made out of, so therefore they can be mitzdaref. Haraya, but everything else in the world can't be mitzdaref. Taima, the whole reason why these items can be mitzdaref and be combined is the ru'uyin letame, moshav. Right? It's because they're fit to be making mitame, tumas moshav. Meaning that if you want to make a saddle, a cloth for the camel, for the saddle. So, and then you're sitting on that, you're going to make that tame. So you don't care what that's made out of. Aval ain royally tame moshav, but if it's not going to combine because you don't want it all, not one material, then low, then it can't combine. So how could you tell me that the shurim sometimes can combine? So Amar Rava, Rava answers, Hachinami here also, Chad Yotlu Dogma. They can combine because you are doing it to show. Dogma means an example. So Rashi explains, when you have a store, and you want to show what all your products are, you'll combine all the different straw and wheat and tefen, you'll combine them all in one pile to give it consistency so it won't blow away. And everyone can see in one pile, oh, there's that, there's tefen, there's atza, there's all these different things. And you'll see them and then you'll purchase them. So since they can be combined for that purpose, therefore they're considered combined, and they can combine, and then it's going to make you chayef. Fine. So the next mission says, Hamotzi ochlim. If somebody takes out food, kigrogeris, the shear of a grogeris, one uniform shear for all edible human food, chayef yichayef. And umitzdarfim zezeh, any food could combine. If a half a grogeris of potato chips and half a grogeris of pretzels, they're going to combine. Because the shiurim are the same, but now the following things cannot combine. Chutz, except for biklipot sehen, the shells of food, vigarinehen, and their seeds, uksehen, and the stems. Rashi says eight ba'alma, it's just a piece of wood, it's not edible. Visuban, and the chaff. Rashi says is klipas chitin, the shell of the wheat, hanosheres, which is remains machmas ketisha. After you pound it, nobody eats that. Umur sonin, and Rashi says hanishar benafa, that's what's left over in the sieve. Nobody eats that either. So all these things will not combine to give you the shear of a grogris. Rabbi Yehuda says that's all true, except chutz miklipe adashim, except for the shells of lentils, shemiz bashlos imahen, because they're cooked together with the lentil. So I agree with you that all those things are excluded to give you the shear of a grogeris, but not the shells of lentils. Those are included. Why? Because people eat those. So the Gemara says, v'suban umursanon lo mitzdarfin. Suban and mursanon don't combine to give you the shear, but we see by chal they do combine. V'atanya, v'atnan, but we learn. Chameshis revoyim kemach. One, five revoyim, which is five quarters of a lug, which is one and a quarter. That amount of flour is va'od. That amount of flour, right? Five revoyim is five quarters, so it's one and a quarter of kemach va'od. Anything more than that, chayav and bechala is chayav in the mitzvah of chala. And then the mishnah says hain, the flour, the suban, and the suban. Umursanon, and the other kind of choleth, all that will give you combined to give you the shear that requires you to give off challah. So what do you see? You see, it is edible. Like that's in the rubric of challah. So Amar Abaye, by your answer, challah is different. Why? Shekein ani ochel pito beitza belusa, because a poor person will eat his dough unrefined, and he'll leave that stuff in there. We had that before by Katisha. Right, Abaya came along and said, Ani's going to eat that without doing that stage. Here again, Ani's going to eat unrefined. So for the purposes of challah, Rashi explains, it's considered lechem ha'aretz. and it requires you to give off challah. But by Shabbos, we're concerned with chashivas. And with chashivas, an oni is not considered chashiv, what an oni eats is not chashivas, and then we exclude those items.
But by kotei, still it's not but it's, you know, but it's not listed because under the year, you're saying kotei.
It's strange. Right? By the avos malachas, we said kotei was off the list because an oni doesn't necessarily do kotei. So we said it's an av malacha, or it's a tolda, or it's an einav, but it's not listed because of the aniyim. And here we're giving a kula because of the aniyim. Right? So that's not consistent.
This is the metzias.
Right, so that's right. So it's right. It's a different metzias. Because by the Mishkan, you could say that we're only including things that were considered chashuv because it's the base of Mikdash, right? We had that. You wouldn't do that in the White House. You wouldn't do it for the base of Mikdash. But listen, Lamaisa, a poor person will eat it, so it won't be a poor person will eat it, so we're not going to exclude it for challah, but again, for chashivas, we're going to exclude it here. So that's what Rav Shimon said. No, Rav Shimon said that it goes. It's objective. But a wealthy person would not be chayav for carrying out minuscule things. Right? He held like that. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer chutz miklipi adashim, except for adashim hamisbashol siman, because the lentils, are, the shells are cooked together with the beans. So adashim in Poland low. What about peppers? Vatnan vatanya. But we learned in the brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer chutz miklipi Poland vadashim. He said, but peppers also. The shell counts because people eat the shells too. So why do you only in the Mishnah only say the lentils? So the Gemara says, Lokash, it's not a problem. Ha b'chadati. When did he say that peppers are also included? That's by new peppers, by fresh ones. And ha batiki. And our Mishnah is talking about, he didn't want to mention peppers because there he was referring to old, not fresh peppers. What's the difference? Atiki, my time alone. Why are old peppers excluded? Because they're black and they look like bugs. They look like flies on the plates. Nobody wants to eat them. So he didn't mention them because nobody wants to eat that. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't mention those peppers. But he does hold that if they would be fresh, then the shell would not be excluded because then people will eat it. Now the next Mishnah starts off. The next Mishnah is going to talk about all different liquids. So the question is, isn't it? So this Mishnah starts off hamotzi yayin and milk and water and all these different honey. So isn't it strange that the previous Mishnah on the top of the page was talking about food, and then Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi decides to start a brand new perek, and then start to discuss liquids? Why do you break it up that way? It's such an unusual way to break up the Mishnayos. The question is even stronger. I mean, the two Mishnahs ago was the old klal acher, another klal. What's the other klal? Hotza. Fine. So once we talk about hotza, then we have a mission about straw, then we have a mission about food, and now a new paragraph about liquids. So, like, what's the logic behind breaking it up this way? So the answer is not gonna answer the question. The answer is because the shear of brogris that we had at the top of Amud Beis, Hamotzi Ochlim, that's a lachal emotion misinai. One uniform shear for everybody, for all food. However, when it came to liquids, Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai told the Chachamim, you're going to decide the shiurim for liquids. It's going to be up to you, based on chashivas. Based on chashivas. So the Chachamim were given the power to decide all the shiurim midaraisa. So the Rabbanan way to discover what the shiurim are midaraisa. So since it's a whole new idea, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi started off a new parak with it. The problem with that is, on Amud Aleph, we have all the different levels for straw, for animals. So what's that? If that's halachah l'moshe misinai, then that should be it should be one shear. And if it was broken down, then it should be in a new parak too. So I don't know the answer for that, but that's basically the story. Okay. Hamotzi yayin. If somebody carries out wine, we're talking about undiluted wine. How much wine do you have to carry out? Kidei mezigas hakos. Enough that you will be able to make a normal kos out of it when you dilute it. So the Gemara is going to discuss how much that is. Cholav, milk. Kidei gemia. Enough for a swallow. Dvash, honey. Kidei litein al hakosis. Enough, the amount that you put on a wound Rashi says either it's the wound that's on the back of the animals when they're carrying all the loads, they get abrasions, so he puts some honey there to soothe it. And then he says another pshat, it's a wound on a hand or a foot. Either way. Shemen, oil, kedei lasuch aver katon. The amount that you would use to anoint a small aver. Tomorrow we're going to talk about that aver. Tomorrow or the day after. Mayim, how much water, kedei lasuch behen es hakilar. Enough that you would use to knead together with kilar, which is a certain kind of medication, certain kind of paste that you put on the eye to solve some eye problems. So the water that you'd use to make that paste, that's the water that you're not going to carry out. Usha'ar kol mashkin, and all other mashkin, is berevius. The amount is a revius. A revius is a quarter of a log. Right? That's why it's called a revius. It's a quarter of a log. The kol hashovchin berevius. And any water that you'd spill out, meaning it's wastewater, that's also a revius. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, no, kulam berevius. Everything is a revius. Here's the line, Seth. V'lo nemru kol ha-shi'urin halalu, elo lamatzni ehen. All these shi'urim were only said for somebody that already practiced that way. So to him, they're chashav. So if a guy never carried out such small amounts, he's not going to be chayav. That's what Reb Shimon says. Tana, we learned, kidei mezigas kos yafa. You have to carry out enough wine to be able to give you a kos yafa. My kos yafa, what's a kos yafa? It's a kos shel bracha. A kos shel bracha. What's a kos shel bracha? Rashi says, birchas hamazon. Enough that you'd use for benching, Rashi says, shehot tzrichu chachamim liyafoso. The chachamim wanted you to use a nice cup. Right? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Havua, kos shel bracha, a kos shel bracha has to have a quarter of a revius, a quarter of a quarter, right? It's a quarter of a revius of undiluted wine. Kidei sheyim zigenu v'yamar al revius. So that when you dilute it, it'll give you a revius. Why? Because we're going to say tomorrow, and Rashi points out, that the ratio of diluted to undiluted was 3-1. It was 3 parts water, 1 part undiluted wine. So if you have a quarter of undiluted wine, and you put in 3 parts water, that'll give you a revius. That'll give you a quarter. Everyone got that? That's the shear. So first of all, this gemara is part of the discussion about using paper cups or motions. You shouldn't, because it's not a kos yafa. Many argue on him. So can anyone guess what all the action is on this piece of gemara? Based on this Gemara, believe it or not, but we did this once, we did it with Rabbi Rasner. Based on this Gemara, the Taz held that since everything that we're talking about here is Chashivos, therefore, when you make a Bracha Achrona, the Mechaber points out that a Bracha Achrona, the shear for eating is a Kezayif, and the shear for drinking is a Revius. Okay? But the Taz came up with a huge Chumra and said, since everything in this Masechta Shabbos, on this Daf, talks about chashivas. If somebody drinks whiskey, he'll have to make a bracha achrona, even if he drinks less than a revius. Why? Because it's chashav. And he says, nirali, the yayin saraf, whiskey, shemibdino senu enu b'chlal zeh, it's not included in this. Dibazeh, i'af shalishtos revius halog, you can't drink so much of that in one shot. Shehu beyo mechza, it's like an egg and a half. V'imkein, azlina basar shir hashti, l'rov b'nei adam bazeh. You follow the shir of most people, regarding this drink. V'ray lezeh, d'amrinan sham, b'perek ha-motzi yayin, d'amrinan, sham yayin k'dei meziga. Yayin is the amount that you dilute it. U'parshinan k'dei rova revius. And we said it's a quarter of a revius. Shim timzigu yaman al revius, so that if you dilute it, it'll equal up to a revius. V'hu shir koshal bracha, and that's the shir of a koshal bracha. That's the raya that the Taz says that when you drink whiskey, normally the shear is a revius, but not by whiskey. That was extended. Well, if I have to make a revius, if I drink less than that, it's going to require me to bracha achrona, then I can use that for kiddush. Right? It's a very logical extension. And the Eish Al Avram in the back, in the tiny letters, he says, Yesh lilmod tzchus. It could be malamay tzchus. Al ha'osim, for those people, kiddush al yayin saraf. The kli katan. To use a very small kli. right? Mikpi mashakasa b'slach, right? And then he says that that's the way to be malamid schus for the people that use smaller than a revius. And then he says you shouldn't do that. And the Mishnah Brura is very, 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 in very strong terms, says as follows. He says, the im chaviv lo yayin tsaraf. If you're machshiv yayin tsaraf, whiskey, yachal lekadesh alav biyom lechachila bimedina senu shu chamar medina. You're allowed to use it because it's chamar medina. Ah, but sheizar, you have to be very careful. Likach kos machzik revius, to hold a cup that holds a revius. Velishdos mimenu mole lugmav, to drink a mole lugmav shu rov revius. Ubidiyaved obishas hatchach she'en yachal lishdos kamole lugmav. You can't drink that much. Then the ain lo yayin ushar mashmi. You have nothing else to make kiddush like we do here in shul. If we don't have any wine, we pour revius. Then afilu shtias kol hamesubin mitzdarfin lo mole lugmav. Then you can give it out to other people. And you can get the mole lugmav from a bunch of different people. It's very controversial. I'm not passing it. I'm just bringing both sides.
What does he do with the taz?
Well, you don't. But I mean, on its face, that's. I think most people, even people that hold from the taz, would agree that it's a big. First of all, if you think about it, what the taz says by bracha achrona is a big chumrah. Because normally, if you drink a shot glass of water, you don't have to make a bracha achrona. It's not a shir. The mechaber paskins. You make a bracha rishona, and you don't make a bracha achrona. Has lo chashivus to it. When it comes to this, he's being machmir. He's being machmir by bracha achrona. That chumra was taken to a kula. Because now, when it comes to kiddush, you can use a smaller cup. It's a chumra that it was turned into a kula. So first of all, I don't know if anyone would take the taz. Oh, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold the taz by bracha achrona either. He doesn't hold like him across the board. Even if you drink a shot glass of whiskey, you're not going to make a bracha achrona. He's consistent, right? No, but I think that on its face, most people would think that the taz was a huge chiddush. Whether you agree with it or not, it's a big chiddush. Right. I don't know. That's probably true. There was no yayin. Right.
This
is the time of yayin tzaraf, right? But to become something that was a common drink. I agree. It probably didn't exist at the times of the Gemara. That's probably true.
So, for instance, if
they
drink that
coffee
and they
didn't
know that
cappuccino,
right? Espresso, like you drink that coffee, it might be
cappuccino
for that too.
Right. Anyway, that's a few minutes early. That's it. So tomorrow we'll continue. Rava has more to say about the wine, and then we go on to Samagadata tomorrow. Believe it or not. And today's share was learned the Ilan Ishmas, Moshe Eliezer, Ben Yamin HaKohen.